or wear clothes that you don't have to take out the parts. They just fall out there.
They just unsnap.
Yeah. Kind of like those, the old union suits that had the back that you pop out. And, yeah. Mm-hmm. The most
you can
parts.
Still get, you can still get those.
Oh, I know. I think Big Fatty has one. You listen to Big Fatty,
yes,
right?
Yes, I did. I did listen to Big Fatty.
Okay, so before we do this last question, we'll talk about Big Fatty a little bit. We were actually on the intro to his show a couple days ago.
Oh.
And it was where we were talking about Big Fatty.
Mm-hmm.
That you hadn't listened yet.
Yeah.
So that's mainly what he was like, okay. So you listened to a little bit of Big Fatty.
Yes.
And just put it out there. What do you think?
I was so confused. Like, I started listening and I was like, how many people are on this show? I was like, there were so many voices happening. And then eventually I got with the program and I got it and it's hilarious. And I did love it.
Okay.
But it was super weird at first. And mm-hmm. You didn't like tell me anything. You were like, just listen to it.
Right.
And I was like,
well, I think the only thing I told you is you have to listen to a few episodes.
Yes. Yes. And so I listened to like, I want to say 3 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Like I went back a little bit further, but it is interesting.
Oh, you should go listen to the live shows of where he's at what he refers to as the Hara Hotel, which is like a leather like hotel
okay.
place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And as he's podcasting, there's like 13 people in the room. They're all fucking sucking.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
That you hadn't listened yet.
Yeah.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is it. Episode 2451. Hello, BFO. For two, I say Tuesday, the 20th of June, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna finish telling you about the weekend, and I got 3 more haikus. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, seasoners. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Yo, your season is today because today is officially the first day of summer in the Northern Hemisphere and the first day of winter in the Southern Hemisphere. No, Big Fatty, it's the 1st of June was the first day of winter. Well, they're all fucked up now. Anyway, Wednesday will be the first full day of summer. And y'all, it's hot as blue blazes. Hot as blue blazes. And y'all, you know, sometimes, like it did Sunday night, y'all, Big Fatty just did not sleep with a Whitman Tinker's dam Sunday night. So, Whitman Tinker, I hope you realize that Big Fatty was thinking about you while he was laying in the chamber. Big Fatty, he's probably having to get up and go blow chunks now.
It's Baron Frosty and Dr. P's haiku contest. It's Baron Frosty and Dr. P's haiku contest. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, email, or comment on the Big Fatty online website with haiku about what Big Fatty means to you. A haiku is 5, 7, and 5 syllables. I'll give an example in a moment. It's Baron Frosty and Dr. P's haiku contest. Whew. Boy, that's a job. Hey, here's my example. Big Fatty is this. And, y'all butt, just lovely. Thank you for calling. Oh, and here's my example of a cackle.
Big Fatty, y'all, that of course is Digger, and Digger, thank you so much for the totally original, never used before, bumper for the haiku contest. Now, y'all, I announced on yesterday's little show that Kathy Marshall had gotten the final haiku in, but y'all, when I opened my sympathy cards after the little show, the card from Phoenix Dave had 3 haikus in it, and y'all, I thought I'd just share them with you. And y'all, I have alerted Mr. Cackle that there were 3 additional entries, so they will be included in the selection of the lesbian charger plate winner. Here's the first one. Love Orange Hat Stories. He was loved by many friends. You are also loved. Big Fatty, that's lovely. Here's the next one. Your orange hat stories explain a lot about you. Thank you for sharing. Big Fatty, it certainly explains a lot about you. And then the last one was, in our thoughts and prayers, may you remember good times. Love to you and yours. Well, Phoenix, Dave, and Scott, thank you so much for those lovely haikus and for the lovely card. And the Laughing Buddha, thank you so much for your kind remarks in your card as well. And it just touched Big Fatty. Big Fatty, was it inappropriate? No, it was not. It was very appropriately touched. Oh, okay. Well, with that out of the way, let's do this. See y'all today, the first day of summer, the 20th of June. It is an extremely important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you know him from all the Pride 48 get-togethers out there in Las Vegas. Y'all, he put together the swag bags for us, and y'all, he would haul all kinds of stuff and pick people up at the Aeropuerto, and which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto. Used to live out there in Phoenix. Big Fatty, I thought it was Albuquerque. No, he moved to Phoenix, and he's out there in the Oregon. Yes, Big Fatty. And I don't remember exactly where, but anyway, he is out there with one of his buddies at the homosexual retirement community. Big Fatty, will you be moving? No, not anytime soon. But y'all, is that Gary in Albuquerque? Big Fatty, I thought you said he was in Oregon. Well, he'll always be Gary in Albuquerque to me. So y'all, if you see Gary on the 20 or the Face Space, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake and an extra scoop of ice cream, too. Yes, you gotta have an extra scoop of ice cream when it is your celebration. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all didn't finish telling you about the weekend yesterday, so I'm gonna finish that up today. Y'all, on Saturday, y'all, I went to the store. I had to get a few things. I got some shaving cream, and I got some what else did I get? Oh, I got the wasp yellow jacket spray that I needed to kill the yellow jackets that had built a little nest on the villa. And I got me a rotisserie chicken and some of that jalapeno ranch popcorn that they sell. Y'all, it is delicious if you ever see it. And y'all, I got some petroleum products also. $1.81 a gallon on the petroleum. Big Fatty, Jeremiah hadn't called us to tell us what the gas is out there in the Mississippi. I know he hadn't. But y'all, then on Saturday night, y'all, I was on that Stick It With a Poke, a big crowd in there. Y'all, it was the penultimate because, you know, this weekend, it's the big Pride 48 weekend. Big Fatty, I think you have something to debut. I do.
The Pride 48 live streaming weekend is here. The Pride 48 live streaming weekend is here. Come on, great listeners, and join in on the fun with over 30 great shows participating, starting Friday the 23rd of June at 7:45 p.m. 48 hours of LGBTQ programming for your listening pleasure, so make sure you join us. The Pride 48 live streaming weekend is here. Come on, go to www.pride48.com. Should be easy. Come join us.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is Digga, and Digga, thank you so much for the totally original, never used before bumper for the Pride 48 weekend. Podcasters, that is being posted over there at the Pride 48, so you can download that and play it on your little shows if you'd like. We'll play that throughout the week. But Digga, thank you so much for that. But anyway, it's the Stick It With A Poker. It's the penultimate episode because they are taking the summer off after the Pride 48 weekend and are going to be replaced by the Underpants show on Saturday nights. Anyway, y'all, it was a lovely group of folks on the little show and in the chat room. I want to send out a special hello to Pete. To Pete out there in the San Francisco, so nice to name it twice, who was in the chat room, and Pete is a long-time listener. Y'all, I couldn't place Pete, and he had come to the one of Big Fatty's, what do you call it, meet and greets. I believe it was the one at the Cock. Big Fatty, of course, it was the one at the Cock. And the Ant was there, and the Howdy Do Pancake Boys, and I think Logan was there, and Larkin, and many others, I'm sure. Their names escape me. Big Fatty, everything escapes you. But anyway, Pete, how you doing? I hope you're going to be listening this weekend. Because, you know, Big Fatty's doing his little show at 8 p.m. in the evening Eastern. You know, that's the only time zone that matters. So come listen to that. And y'all, I got to say again that I need Ask Big Fatty questions. So y'all, please, if you don't want me to read things that my mother sent me from months ago, y'all send me some Ask Big Fatty questions. Y'all just put them in an e-letter to ruined@bigfattyonline.com and just in the subject line, Ask Big Fatty. And I'll use those on the little show on Friday. And y'all, I'm looking especially at all my straight boyfriends out there, Straight Bob and Dan, my Northeast straight boyfriend, and Nort, my emigrated straight boyfriend, and Phil, formerly of Oregon, and you know, any other of my straight boyfriends. I know the second fiddle Sean, and maybe others out there as well, that I am especially interested in getting questions from you, because I'm going to do... it's going to be Big Fatty answers to his straight boyfriends. So I'm especially looking for questions from my straight boyfriends, and that should be very interesting. Ask me anything. Just ask me anything, Big Fatty. You're just setting yourself up for disaster. I guess I am. But y'all, Sunday, as I mentioned, was Father's Day, and y'all made it through Father's Day a-okay, and it was a little sad, but it's like I say, I think it's easier for me because I'm usually not around Hatlanta for Father's Day or anything like that, and it. You know, I'm still kind of waiting for it to hit me. And Straight Bob sent me just some of the nicest comments Monday morning after I talked a little bit about it on yesterday's little show. And I really appreciate everybody's comments that they have sent to me. But y'all, I found something interesting. I was watching the TV machine on Sunday morning, and y'all, they were talking about how Father's Day wasn't official in the United States until Lyndon Johnson signed a presidential proclamation. Y'all, I had no idea that. I think it was kind of informal for many years in the 20th century, but y'all, it was not until Lyndon. That's in my lifetime, y'all. Big Fanny, how about the old gal? Oh, yes, it's well into her lifetime. Lyndon Johnson signed a presidential proclamation in 1966. But, y'all, it was not Father's Day being designated as the third Sunday of June was not signed into law in the United States until 1972, and that was done by Richard Nixon. Y'all, I was just absolutely floored by this. I just thought it was one of those things that had just been passed down for years and years and years. But, y'all, that's when it all became official. Was in 1972. So, anyway, y'all, I threw away a lot of stuff in that I had in my TiVo, and I just kind of cleared it all out. I just thought to myself, I ain't going to watch this stuff. So, y'all, it just felt nice to purge. Fanny, that sounds vulgar. But anyway, y'all, that pretty much sums up the weekend. Yes, Big Fanny! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, on Monday, they announced the cast of the Big Brother for this summer, and y'all, they're all new people, and I'm delighted by that. Y'all, as I will speak, and y'all, they're a little bit older than normal. I think the youngest one is 21, and the oldest one is 55. But I'm just going to recap the men's, because, you know, that's who Big Fatty's mainly interested in. And, y'all, I was trying to figure out who the homosexuals were. That Mr. Mike Lawson sent me an e-letter, and he gave me his prediction. Y'all, but Matthew, he's kind of hottie-potati. Y'all, there's Jason. He's a rodeo cowboy clown. Cameron, he's a microbiologist. Mark, he is a personal trainer. Josh sells hair care products. Cody, I don't remember what he does. Kevin, he's the oldest person in the house. He's a stay-at-home father. Big Fatty, he'll be going home first, and he can just stay there. And Ramses is 21. He's the youngest, and he's a cosplayer, like the Steve the Tater, very much like Steve the Tater. He puts in his profile that he is indeed one of the homosexuals. And y'all, the other entry, and that starts a week from Tamari. On the CBS, but y'all, the Candy Crush is gonna have its premiere on the 9th of July, and y'all, it's gonna premiere with some of your favorites from the Survivor and the Big Brother. Oh, dear Gussie. So, y'all, we'll talk a little bit more about that as the week progresses, but. Looks like it might be interesting. Y'all, hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, Tuesday. Remember, get your questions in for Big Fatty, and especially my straight boyfriends. Get your special questions in. Big Fatty, you're asking for trouble. I guess I am, but, anyway. At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans. That's Big Ricky and, that Adam. And, Big Ricky, it sounds to me like, Adam's not really, a believer in, Big Fatty. What do you have to say about that?
That you hadn't listened yet.
Yeah.
Oh, no, and, he's probably smarter than the rest of us if he hadn't listened.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com.
or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.